Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to the Experience Wisconsin show. Hope you're having a great weekend. Let's head to Old World Wisconsin. Emily Duvall is the guest services manager at Old World Wisconsin. They're in Eagle. Thank you so much for being with us, Emily.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Give us an overview of Old World Wisconsin for folks who aren't that familiar with it.
Of course. Well, everyone should be familiar with Old World. We are one of the 12 historic sites within the Wisconsin Historical Society. We're covering about 600 acres in rural Eagle, Wisconsin, just about 45 minutes from downtown Milwaukee. We are just a perfect place for families, hikers, couples, everyone to come and explore what Wisconsin history is truly like out in an open air setting.
It is one of the gems in our state. Give us some of the Old World Wisconsin history.
Of course. So we're sitting on, like I said, about 600 acres right within the Kettle Moraine Forest. So it is a history and nature park that gives folks, whether they're Wisconsinites or visiting the state, a really interesting glimpse into the daily life of the state's early immigrants. We're covering about 60 structures that were brought across the state to one central location to give you a really all-encompassing look at what it was like.
You know, I love thinking about field trips that we all took and that our kids took to Old World, Wisconsin. But if you haven't been there since one of those field trips, there's some really cool features at Old World, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We are kind of that iconic fourth grade field trip. I came here on my fourth grade field trip, and a lot of people, you know, it's kind of a one and done. They do it and then they don't come back. Mm-hmm. But we are bringing you back. We just opened this last season a brew house to celebrate one of Wisconsin's most treasured traditions.
Ooh, fun.
So this is a place where you can come and you can actually get an up-close look at historic brewing and what the brewers would have been doing pre-prohibition, you know, when they were just brewing out over a kettle and a fire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So one thing that we can do is you can come and you can see that brewing, and then you can taste samples of what we have brewed here on site. And then we also have a couple collaborations that we've done with fairly local breweries, including Doosterbeck's and Elkhorn. We've got Microphone Brewing down in Elk Grove, Illinois. And we work with a lot of different local breweries to take what, you know, modern brewing practices they're doing, bring it back to a historic setting, and just show everybody what it was like.
And you have a couple popular programs on Friday nights.
We do. We do. It's Wisconsin, so of course we have a fish fry. This summer it's just once a month as we're kind of coming back from having to be shut down in the past. But so we have our fish fries, and then we have a beer dinner where we're working with those breweries that I mentioned to pair their brews, their local brews, with a really phenomenal menu created by our executive chef here.
That sounds so, so fun. And this is exciting. You're actually restoring an old tavern there on the grounds.
We are. This just came down last year from Old Ashapin, which is just north of Oconomowoc. It's called Whitnable's Tavern. If you've been here at all in the last year, you've gotten a really interesting look at how the exterior of that building has been restored. So that is now finished, and we are going to start carefully restoring the inside of that building. The goal is that it'll be open next year, and we'll have a big party for it to celebrate post-Prohibition taverns and different types of brewing traditions after Prohibition was over.
That's so fun, Emily. All right, let's quickly highlight a couple things you've got coming up. Kids get in free for 2 weeks in August. Tell us about that.
Kids are getting in free. So this is going to be the first 2 weeks of August during our open admission days, so Wednesday through Sunday. Any kids under the age of 12 are going to get in to the site for free. So that includes the tram rides throughout the site, access to all of our 60 historic buildings, and a way to kind of get outside and enjoy the last little bit of summer before everybody heads back to school.
That is so fun. We mentioned field trips earlier. There was just one on July 27th. And on August 24th, there's an adult flashback field trip. What's that all about?
That is for the people that we just can't get to come back after their fourth grade field trip. You had so much fun, so we're going to meet you halfway. We are going to help you relive that fourth grade field trip, but this time with alcohol and a little bit more fun. So you're going to have a beer in hand, and you are going to get to go and see all of those things that made your fourth grade field trip special, but just through the eyes of an adult this time.
There's goat yoga. There's workshops on becoming a brewer. There's lots of great stuff. It is Old World Wisconsin. Check it out. Emily Duvall is the guest services manager at Old World Wisconsin. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, I never thought about that, but all those adult activities they have out there at Old World Wisconsin, such a cool thing, and a lot of family stuff too. So add that to one of your weekend kind of quick nearby trips that you can squeeze in before summer ends. Up next, our conversation with Teresa Nemitz from Milwaukee Food and City Tours.